his friends. In the previous shiur, we saw a machlokas, whether the Yachid Mumche by Taurus and Durham has to be a Samach or not. We'd like to discuss that more in depth. Does he have to be a Samach or a Chacham Mufak? And it should be a Schus for the Neshama of Harav Aaron Yudaleib and Runoch Tzvi, Maris Esther Bas Rib Shmuel, Maris Chana Bas Gyoran, Maris Ata Chana Bas Meir Zev, Reb David Ben Reb Shmuel, L'Rafuah Tzvi Ben Yittel, Shoshana Bas Sada, Moshe Ben Malka, L'Schus Mordechai Yehiel Ben Yosef HaLevi, and we're going to go in the derech of Moreinu Hagon, Rebbe Pavarsky Shlita, and understanding this sugya, and we're going to see Amir Tzashem Neflos, Mitaras Hashem. So as we said, there's a machlokas about Yachid Mumcha. Does a Yachid Mumcha have to be a Samach, or is a Chacham Mufak enough? Is it enough for him to be a Chacham? The Ritva writes in Bava Basra, Kuf Chaf Aleph, that there's a raya that he has to be a Samach. Why? Because the Gemara says in Adarim 78 and Bava Basra 121 that only by Moadei Hashem, to make the Moadim, you need Smuchim, you need Mumchim. But by a Faris and Darim, you don't. So that's one Pasuk. For Moadei Hashem, we learn from the Pasuk Moadei Hashem, Namru, only there you need Mumchim and not by a Faris and Darim. So you see that a Faris and Darim don't require Mumchim. Then we have another pasuk that says Rashi Matos, that implies that you do need Mumchin for Afaras Nedarim. So which one is it? So Rav Chisda explains that Rabbi Yochanan is talking. Rav Chisda explains that it's talking about a Yachid Mumche. That when, what is Rashi Matos talking about? That you do need a Mumche if it's a yachid. When don't you need mumchin? You don't need mumchin when it's three. When do you need a mumche? You do need a mumche when it's one. In other words, we have a stirim psukim. One pasuk implies that you don't need mumchin for a first nedarim, and the other pasuk implies that you do. Rashi Matos implies that you do need mumchin for a first nedarim. So the Gemara's explanation is that we know when you do need a mumche, when we're talking about a yachid. Now, the question is, this mumche, does it mean smuchim mumchin, or just a chacham mumche? Mumche is an expert. Does he, this mumche have to be a samach or not? So the Ritva brings a raya that the yachid has to be a samach. What's the raya? Because if we say that Rashi Matos doesn't mean smuchim, it just means a chacham, like the Ramban and the Rashba explain, so there's no reason for the Gemara to be mechadesh that the pasuk of Rashi Matos is talking about a yachid. It's talking about a yachid. Why? Because it could be that Afaras Nedarim is really with three people. Just for Moadei Hashem, we learn that they don't have to be smuchim. They don't have to be mumchim. They don't have to be smuchim. And Rashi Matos, tells us that these three have to be chachamim. So what's the stira? There's no stira. You wanted to say it's a stira that Afaras Nedarim, one pasuk says they don't require mumchin, and the other pasuk implies Rashi Matos they do need require mumchin. No. Let's say that the pasuk that says that you don't require mumchin means you don't require smuchim, and Rashi Matos that implies you do need mumchim means that you need chachamim. So you don't need three smuchim, but you need three chachamim. So according to the Rambam and the Rashba, there's no stira in the psukim. You really do require three. Just it's telling us that they don't have to be smuchim, but they have to be chachamim. And then, if they have to be chachamim, then there's no reason, there's no stira in the psukim. The Gemara says that there is a stira in the psukim. So why does the Gemara understand that it's a stira? Because you know what the word mumche means. Mumche means samach. Mumche means samach. And since mumche means samach, Gemara says, one pasuk implies that they don't have to be smuchim, and the other pasuk implies that they do have to be smuchim. So, how are you miyashev? So the Gemara is miyashev, very simple. You don't need three smuchim, but you need one samuch. Three of them don't have to be smuchim, but the one has to be, if it's one person, he has to be samuch. So this works very well if you hold that you need a samuch. But if you are like the Rambam and the Rashbam, says the Ritva, then the stira never begins. Because when the Gemara says, Ein afaras and darim srichim mumchim, it means that the three people don't have to be smuchim, but the three people do have to be chachamim. Make that chiluk. And then it's not a stira at all. You don't have to come on to say, ah, we're talking about a yachid mumche. No. Say the three don't have to be smuchim, but they do have to be chachamim. And therefore it's really talking about that you need three dayanim, not one, to be matir. The Gemara doesn't say that. So what compels the Gemara to say that we're talking about a yachid mumche? Because the Gemara is understanding that a mumche means samuch, and the limud is that you don't need three smuchim, but you need one samuch. And what was the stira? The stira was, on one hand it says that you don't need smuchim, on the other hand it says that you do need smuchim. So how would it be miyashiv then? And the answer is, you don't need smuchim if there are three, but you do need smuchim if there are one, if there's one. So that stems nicely with those Rishonim will hold that you do need a samuch. But if you hold that you don't need a samuch, you just need a chacham, then say it's not a stir at all, I'm sukim. Say the three are talking about that ein hafaras nedarim srichim mumchin means that hafaras nedarim don't need smuchim. And then when it says Roshei Matos, it means, but the three people have to be chachamim. And that's a beautiful way to be miyashiv the pasuk. Why doesn't the Gemara say that? Because the Gemara is understanding, no. You do need a samuch. And therefore, one pasuk implies you need three samuchim. The other pasuk implies you don't need three samuchim. So how are you going to be miyashiv? Very simple. The pasuk that says that you don't need three samuchim is talking about three. And the pasuk that says that you do need a samuch, that's talking about a yachid. So this is a kasha in the Shitas HaRambam VaRashbam, who hold that you need just a chacham, because according to them, the Gemara's kasha doesn't even begin. Because just say that you need three chacham and mufakim. You don't need three simuchim, you need three chacham and mufakim. Elamai, the Gemara's understanding that you do need a samuch. So, on one hand, the pasuk says that you don't need three simuchim. On the other hand, the pasuk says that you do need smuchim. So which one is it? And the answer is, you don't need smuchim if there are three, but you do need smuchim if there are one. So there's no stira. The pasuk that says you don't need smuchim, so where there are three. The pasuk says you do need samuch, so where there's one. The Miri Nedarim also brings this raya. So we have to understand the Rashbam and the Rambam, who explain that Rashi Mat is talking about a chacham mufak, how they're going to learn. So, says Hagoin Reberel Barsky as follows. The din of Shlosha Adiotos for Afaras Nedarim Bepshuto, we have to say, is Mitaraz Bezdin. Ukitin Bezdin Bechol Makom. Ayein Beshitim Kubetzes, Bebava Bebenedarim Ayin Ches, who writes in the name of the Re'aim, that it's din. And a din, in the first name is din, a din requires Bezdin. So these three hadiotos that you require for afaras nedarim, it's b'teras beisdin. B'teras beisdin. However, lashon haran v'harashba, shu ke'ein beisdin. What do they mean, ke'ein beisdin? Anyway, in the Gemara we see that you need a pasuk to be memayit smuchim. So it must be that mitaraz beis din. It's has a din based in. That's why you would think that you need smuchim. And then you have a pasuk to tell you, no, smuchim aren't necessary. And even after the miut, that you don't need smuchim, but there's still a din based in menatorah, even though they're not smuchim. And that's the din based in of Kabbalah's Geirus Bizman Hazeh. Tosis, Yavamis, Menvav ask, Be'emes, how are we Makabal Geirus Bizman Hazeh? There are no smuchim. And Geirus requires a based in, Hukash Lamishbat. So the answer is Shlichusayu, that the based in today is doing the Shlichus of the based ins that had smicha. The Rashba asks that the din Shlichusayu is Mitakanas Chacham and Medine Mominus. Here we're trying to make a Geirus Dairaisa. And for the Rashba, that from the Pasuk of Dor HaSechem we learn that Geirus is effective in based in that aren't smuchim. Not Medin Shlichusayu, you don't need smuchim, Lador HaSechem. So it's Tosis and Kedushin Samach Beis, that you need three and not smuchim, v'cheinu gam based in lachalitza, three not smuchim, huadin laforas nedarim, you need three not smuchim even at yotos. That we see in the Gemara, that nishalim lekrovim, you could do she'elas neder to relatives, standing up, even if the denim are standing, even at night. So in other words, it's charig, it's out of the ordinary category of din, because the reason a karov can't judge, it's not a psul be'etzim Torah's dayan shibo. It's a din that you're now allowed to judge your relatives, and you also judge sitting down, and you also can't judge at night. These are all dinim in Hilchos Din. In the Maisa HaDin, the Maisa Din can't be done by karov, and can't be done by yushav, and it can't be done at night. But Afaras Nedarim is not a Maisa Din, it's a Maisa HaTorah. Ve'enu donis krovo elamatir nidra. Hafaras Nedarim isn't a ma'isa din. Hafaras Nedarim is a ma'isa hatara. He's not judging his relative. He's matir his neder. He just has to have a Torah's based in. So it's not a ma'isa din, but he has to have a Torah's based in. Rabbi Kiva Eger in Shulchan Aruch Yoredeya Reish Chofches writes that even though nishalim bekrovim, which how you do that, it's din. The reason is because there's no psul begufa. So, as long as he is a Torah's based in, it's fine. Because there's no psul beguf. You just can't judge your relatives, generally. But here, it's not a maisa based in, but you have to have Torah's based in. You have to have law based in. But a woman can't be matir nedarim, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, because you need Torah's based in, and isha psul aladun. And also would appear pashit that as soon as pasul aladun la Torah's nedarim, which is a psul begufa, lios dayin, kishem shu pasul leedus. You can't have a psul baguf. So now we'd like to understand that when the Torah was a marbe that a yachid mumche can do afaras nedarim, im nisrabe baze b'dinei beizdin, this is pshat that this yachid mumche has a din beizdin that's effective for afaras nedarim, or perhaps b'dinei beizdin. We hold that ain't based in Parchos Mishlosha, like the Rambam writes, second parak of Hilchos Sanhedrin in the 10th halacha. That when you're talking about based in, a based in can't have less than three. Rambam says, and even though the Rambam there writes, Mutter le'echad ladun min ha-Torah, b'sed le'kishpar ha-misecha, k'divrei v'chia, the beginning of Sanhedrin. The inyan is that the chiddush here is that b'dinei hodos valvos, even somebody who's not a dayan can be done. That's the lashon of amisecha. So he's not coming b'toras dayan, but din beis din is only with three. Ayin b'taz, simen reish chofches, siv katan gimel, that writes that even according to Shmuel holds that shnayim shenat dano dinam din, but by toras dayan meaning three. And the explanation is that b'dinei mominus you can be dan gam shelo b'toras beis din, but a toras nedarim holds the taz has to be with a based in ven based in Parchas Mishlosha. So one side is that this one person has a Torah's din, dayan. On the other hand, we say, no, the din is only with three. Vayem b'da b'divrei ha-rosh, b'nidarim b'ayin chet, who also writes, even according to Shmuel, who holds shnayim shen danu d'neim din, you need three for a Torah's nidarim. But he writes, the reason is hani mini l'mamona. Mamon is two. But iser, you need three. What does he mean? So maybe what he means is that for dinei mamonis, You don't need a beis din, so two's enough. But for ataras nedarim, you need a beis din, and therefore you need three. So according to this, it would appear that we say b'nedarim, this din of a yochid mumche, the inyan is that there are two ways to be matir a neder. Either mitaras beis din, or midin chacham. And that's the inyan of a yochid mumche. Yachid mumche is being done b'tayras chacham, not b'tayras beis din. Now we see in the Rambam, as we saw in the previous shir, that lechatchila yelech etzel chacham. We could say that by tayras darma etzel chacham is better than atarei de beis din, because the chacham, he's got tayras chacham. The three just have a tayras beis din, and by tayras darma maybe it's better to go to a chacham. In the Ran in our sugya of Ches, we see that there's a havamin for atarei nidu you need dafka chacham. And he writes the three hagiotos also help, because this is two different dinim. Chacham is a din bifnei atzma b'tayras chacham, and so to by tayras nedarim nafgamina ledina between tayras chacham and tayras beis din is if chacham suma could be matir nedarim. If it's a din beis din shel yachid, he has to be kasher ladun u'kedin tayras dayin, and the suma isn't. But if it's a ribui din hatayr mechudah shel chacham, there's no psul suma. And a woman also could be matir nedarim al tzchacham. If she's a chachama, so then l'chor she could be matir the neder. So l'fize, we could be miyashiv the Rambam and the Rashbam, who we asked on earlier. And that is that the relation of Rashi Matos is more alinyan chshivus. Rashi Matos sees these are the heads of the tribes. That means they're important. And therefore, if we're talking about the din of Afaris Nedarim, requires three, that's Medin Beis Din. Medin Beis Din, we have different categories. We have a Beis Din, a Gadol of 71 is the best Beis Din. We have a Beis Din of 23, a Sanhedrin Ketana, unlike 71, a Sanhedrin Gedola. And then you have a beis din of three smuchim, and they're done dine knossos. You can give knossos. We don't do that anymore today. Dine gzelos. And then the lower beis din is a beis din of shlosh ediotos, and that works for gerus. That works for chalitza, like we said earlier. So we have a chiddush from the pasuk of Moadei Hashem, or from a different pasuk, Aaron aban avuchol Yisrael, like it says there in the sugya of Abasra 121. That ein ataras nedarim tzarech smuchim, umemela shebeizin shel hadiotos ksherim lize. Ataras nedarim doesn't require that they be smuchim, and memela, they don't require smuchim, then a beis din of hadiotos is going to be kasher. However, it says in the pasuk Rashi Amatos, that's a lashon of chshivus. So therefore, what's it teaching us? It's teaching us that the beis din has to be smuchim, because that's the chshivus. So it would appear that if we're talking about dinei beis din, you can't say that the pshat is gedolim b'torah, because by dinei beis din, the chshivus is lowest is beis din shel agiotos, then comes the beis din shel smuchim. But that he's a talmud chacham mufak is not mosif b'maylas din beis din. And if you have three gedolei ador, that's a beis din of hegiotos. So therefore it must be that Rashi Matos is talking about a beis din meulim, and that's a beis din of smuchim. So it turns out then that the psukim are soser each other. How are the psukim soser each other? Because one pasuk says hegiotos. We learn from two different psukim that dafka Moadei Hashem need mumchim, otherwise hegiotos are fine. So that means that no smuchim are necessary. Even hegiotos are ksherim. But what is Rashi Matos? That's a lashon of chshivus. Because we're talking here about din. The din of a forest nedarim. If you're in the world of din, sweet friends, then it can't be talking about a chacham, because a chacham isn't mala and isn't morid, but din. As far as the beis din is concerned, it doesn't matter how much chacham they are. What matters is whether or not they're smuchim. So if it says rashi matos, that's a lashon of chashivus, and that lashon of chashivus means that they're smuchim, because by din smuchim is the chashivus. So even according to the Rambam and the Rashbam, there's a stirim sukkim here. Because Rasha implies chashivus, and we're talking here about din. So memela, that means smuchim. And yet we have another verse that tells us no smuchim necessary. Ain't srichin mumchim. Ain't srichin mumchim. You don't need smuchim. So which one is it? Do you need three smuchim or don't you need three smuchim? And this Rav Chisda answers that the Pasuk of Rosh Hashanah is talking about a Yochid. Oh! When it comes to Dinei Beis Din, ain't Beis Din Pachos Mishlosha. Until now, we thought we were talking about a Din Beis Din. And Beis Din, as we explained earlier, Beis Din's three. One is in a Din. It's not B'taras Din, it's B'taras Chacham. Not B'taras Beis Din. B'taras Beis Din is three, not one. So when we say, talking about a Yochid Mumche, who are we talking about? A yachid who's matir nedarim. And this, since we're in the Taras Yachid, what does it matter if he's samach or not? Because in the world of a Taras Nedarim, in the world of with the yachid, since we're dealing only with the yachid, you don't need Taras based in there. The smicha doesn't have chashivas. Smicha has chashivas, but Taras based in. Smicha doesn't have chashivas, but Taras chacham. When he's a yachid, the ikar is that he's a chacham. Rambam says in the fourth parak of Sanhedrin Alecha Gimel, Nina Smicha's Minu Zikain al Medayanis. Smicha's Tab is Pataraz Din, that's the Ikar of Smicha, Din. But a Yachid is not Pataraz based in, so the Smicha is not Mala, not Morid. And therefore, Rashi Matos is talking about the Chashivus of a Yachid, and he's a Chacham Mufak. So that is Miyashev, the Rambam. That's why the Rambam understands this, that the Yachid doesn't have to be, when it says Yachid Mumche, it means a Chacham, not a Samach. Because the Rambam holds there's no Taras Din on one. It's only Taras Din on three. The Gemara originally understood that we're going Taras Din, so it's three against three, meaning you don't need three Smuchim and you do need three Smuchim. And the Gemara says, no. Taras Din, you need three Smuchim. But Taras Din, you don't need three Smuchim. However, what do you need? When b'taras yachid, you need a mumche, and this mumche is a chacham because it's not taras din anymore. Now it's just b'taras chacham because a beis din is three, and this is he's a yachid. So mil, it's talking about a chacham, and according to this mahalach, the Ramban and the Rashi and the Miri will hold that a yachid mumche, who is a samuch, are going to say that a taras nedarim is mechadish to us that there's a din dayin yachid, so he's taka dayin yachid. And then Rashi Hamatos is going to be talking about his mamish samuch. And that's what the Gemara is miyashev. Then no, you don't need three smuchim, but you need one samuch. And nafkamina bedin chacham suma. According to the Rambam, chacham suma, yes. According to the other Rishonim, chacham suma, no. In Maseches Rosh Hashanah, and daf chaf hei amud beis, we've been trying recently on Rosh Chodesh to have Rosh Chodesh here. I'm learning in Yanei Kiddush HaChodesh. Super, super geschmack. Anyway, it says there by Din Kiddush HaChodesh that you can't have a Dayan Yachid. Ain't a Yachid Ne'aman al Adei Atzma. And the Gemara there says, you might think that since it says Dinei Mamonos B'Shlosha, V'imayim Mumche L'Rabim, it can be done Afilu Yechidi. So too, we can be Mekadesh L'Chodesh, even with a Dayan Yechidi. Kamash Molan. And we learn this from HaKol Chodesh Zelachem, and there's no Mumche L'Rabim more than Moshe Rabbeinu. And still no good. Still no good. The Yachid doesn't work. And the Tosis there, and also in Sanhedrin 5a, they write that this sukkah is according to Rabbi Ach, who holds that one person is kasher for dinei mamonos, and therefore a yachid mumcha is kasher. There's no gzera against the yachid mumcha, and just like you could do dinei mamonos, You might think that he could also do Kiddush HaChodesh. So Kamash Malam, we have Kiddush HaChodesh Zelechem. Nobody greater than Moshe said that he can't. That's all according to Rabbi Acha, but according to Rabbi Vohl holds that really you can only have din with three, unlike Rabbi Acha holds you can have din with one. He holds no, you can only have din with three, and the din of a Mumchel Rabbim is a special Takanas Chachamim Medine Mominis, but it's not Shaykh B'Kiddush HaChodesh. So this is not according to Rabbi Abo. It only stims with Rabbi Acha. This Havamin only stims with Rabbi Acha. Rabbi Acha says there's such a thing as a yachad by dinei mamonis. You might think also kiddush hachodesh kamash malam and not, but according to Rabbi Vohl, there's no such thing as yachad by dinei mamonis by din Torah, and therefore there's no Havamin for kiddush hachodesh. But for the Rashba, so how's ech Rabbi Abo yistadir in Mishnah? But Mishnah mashma that you can have a yachad, that there's a Havamin and you can have a yachad for kiddush hachodesh. So what's bechlav a Havamin? There's no such thing as a dain yachad. So answers the Rashba. The Rabbi Abba will answer that you might think that midi dehavei afaretz nedarim, that it's like afaretz nedarim, that you can have a yachid mumche. Not like dinei mamonis, you can have a yachid mumche, but like afaretz nedarim, you can have a yachid mumche. So do kiddush hachodesh, you can have a yachid mumche. So based on what we said, it's super gevaldik. Why? Because the Rashba is l'shitaso. The Rashba holds that you need a samach for afaretz nedarim. And if you need a samach for afaretz nedarim, that means that it's a din based in, because the smicha is important for based in. And therefore you might say, oh, so for Kiddush HaChodesh as well, where you need a Beis Din, so Yachid Samuch is going to be okay. So Kamash Malan than not. So this is the Rashba, Lishitasu. It says, Afaras Nadarim, you can have a Yachid Mumche, because it's Torah's Dayin, but Torah's Din. So too, is Torah's Dayin by Kiddush HaChodesh. So Kamash Malan than not. But according to the Rambam, and again, according to just like B'Farat Nedarim, you have one is a dayin, it's B'Torah's dayin, so too by Kiddush HaChodesh, Kamash Malan not. But according to the Rambam, that the din Yachid Mumcha B'Farat Nedarim isn't B'Torah's Bezin, Elam Midim Chacham, you can't say this. Because by Kiddush HaChodesh, Mishpach Siv Be, and therefore you need a Bezin. According to the Rambam, this one dayin isn't a Bezin. So then you're left back with the Kasha, what's Rabbi Abba going to do with the Havamina? What's the Havamina that one is okay? Kiddush HaChodesh. No such thing as one dying. One is in B'Torah's dying. One is B'Torah's Chacham. And by Kiddush HaChodesh, you need a dying. In any event, we saw a beautiful Mahalach in this year to explain Shittas HaRambam and Shittas HaRashbam, that the one dying is a Chacham, not a Samuch. And we have a lot more Amir Tzashem to come. I just ask the Rabbanu Shalom give us life and health and simcha and Amir Tzashem, we will be zelcha to continue simcha b'tuv lev of meirov kol, and we just pray that Hashem give us the health and the financial wherewithal and the simchas chayim and the seichel and the koach and everything we need to continue lo mor olami lishmo last the times called this amtaras to be hava. And I thank you so much for listening. And I ask that you stay tuned for more. Thank you so, so much. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.